Hello and welcome to Fruitcast, the official fruit logistica podcast brought to you by Fruitnet. My name is Tom Joyce and I'm speaking to you live from Berlin at Fruit Logistica, the world's leading fresh produce trade show. This episode, we're going to be looking at the emergence of Egypt and asking how can the country's exporters achieve even greater success. Egypt's fruit and vegetable exports have grown sharply in recent years, faster even than Peru, as the country builds a reputation as an important source of premium specialty produce. So what is driving this impressive growth, and which products and segments are Egyptian companies focusing on? We speak to one of Egypt's leading exporters to find out a bit more. Mohamed Fayed, regional sales manager at exporter Pico Modern Agriculture. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. It's a privilege to be here.
So let's start off by asking, what changes have you seen in Egypt's fresh fruit and vegetables business? And have you seen an expansion in any particular crops?
Okay, first of all, thanks a lot for the introduction for both Egypt industry on the fresh fruits and vegetable business, and also the Pico in the introduction. Mm-hmm. If we go to some interesting statistics, which has been released a few days ago, you will find that Egypt has been exporting on 2024 8.6 million tons of agriculture products to all the world. That's representing like 11% increase over what we have did in 2023. The leading products, of course, will be citrus. That's our ambassador to the world. So that we are talking about 20% out of that numbers is citrus products, followed by potatoes and onions. And from the products that Pico is doing, of course, we are seeing a massive growth in grapes, mangoes, and strawberries as well. So more citrus, more grapes, more on the berries categories is actually what defines how it looks like and what is the expansion in Egypt in this industry.
As far as international export markets are concerned, where can the growth come from for Egyptian fruit and vegetable suppliers?
Okay, so we have to divide that question into two parts. The first part, it will be inside Egypt. So we are seeing actually a growth both on vertical side and on horizontal side. On the vertical side, let's start with the horizontal side. The number of the products that Egypt is actually producing now is becoming bigger and bigger. Egypt is actually going to more and more products to enrich the varieties and the products that we are producing in the country. We have a nice weather, so all the growers is actually getting used to that. We can be in the markets in a nice window. On the vertical side, increasing the yielding and the productivity of each of these products to be in the market. So I do believe that Egypt in general still have a nice and very smooth opportunity to increase exports to all over the world. We have a nice location, and also there is a lot of many opportunities in many countries that keep showing up. So for the moment, I can say that Egypt is well settled in our exports to continent Europe and UK. And of course, if we are talking about the new markets, we can go to the Far East as the new rising star. A lot of products has been shipped there. Also, to the other side, to Americas like Canada and United States and certain products, and also to Latin America like Brazil. Africa as well, is we are seeing a huge potential in Africa, so we are also seeing a big progress in that.
Pico has long had a sizable foothold in the Asian market. It's always been an interesting market for you guys. Have you been affected by the logistical issues in the Red Sea, and has that made you look at other markets to replace Asia to a certain extent?
Talking about Egypt is definitely affecting us. I mean, it's everything is being shipped by sea containers is now compromised. So the growers in Egypt is trying to find an alternative for these fruits to different markets and different boxes, which is also can be taken as a good sign. People start looking around for different new and regular options. for us in Pico, as we are doing soft fruits, we are mainly using air freight. That's makes things easier in the various categories. And also looking at grapes, we using it by air or by sea. But of course, it's limiting the supply out of Egypt to the Far East region, because actually we were exporting a lot of products there by sea.
Mm-hmm. And you obviously very well known as a strawberry exporter.
Yeah.
And you've also been expanding with new products, with moving more into avocados, grapes, mangoes. Is this expanding range going to sort of continue at Pico?
Yeah, so the good thing about Pico is actually the innovation is in our genetics. So that's the foundation of our company. We are always hungry for new products, new breeding programs, new varieties. We're trying different varieties in our different farms across Egypt. We are also very proud that we were the first people in Egypt introducing avocados to the Egyptian market. And we are getting expanding out of that product. Also blueberries, there is a huge investment in the blueberries in Egypt now. So I expect that in a couple of years you will hear more and more Egyptian blueberries hitting the markets. Yes, we are actually trying to get bigger and bigger with the product that we are producing, as long as it fits the international consumers. We believe that with the standards we have now for the quality, we will be able to go to more and more destinations. I see that the trend in Egypt now, that the exporter and growers both are looking for the hardest market to penetrate. So finding strawberries in Canada now is easy. Finding citrus now in Japan now is easy. So that's a good sign of growth, that what we would like to see over the coming years.
Well, standards in Egypt have obviously improved massively over the last couple of decades, which I imagine has helped the growth of the Egyptian business. But what challenges still remain, do you think, for Egyptian growers and exporters to achieve even greater international sales?
Thank you very much. That's a very good question. So let's divide that into two parts. So on the exporter side, I believe the main issue which we have just discussed is the logistics, mm-hmm. either inbound or outbound. So we hope soon that we are seeing some progress in that file. This will be helping a lot in restoring some of the volumes that we are shipping to different markets. As for the growers, we are seeing that the main challenge is actually that there is enough guidance on the varietal development area. So that's need a coaching from the government, from the big exporters, and introduce these small growers to different breeding programs and encourage them to try, because that's the future. So we would like to make the growers, the small growers, medium growers, is actually moving more and more diversified products profile, so we can enrich the experience of the Egyptian exports to the world.
And what about Pico itself? What kind of opportunities does the company see to sell more fresh fruit and veg? And I know you launched an e-commerce platform quite recently.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Is this an effort to boost sales, or just make sales easier?
Yeah, we are actually, the Pico brand name is very well known in Egypt. That's why we're taking the advantage of going to the homes directly. Of course, the retail base in Egypt is still, there is a huge way to go. We are increasing the sales through the retail channels year by year. So we thought, why not? We can do an e-commerce platform and going to the customer directly, as long as we have a nice range of products, fruits, vegetables. Also, we have value-add products. We are doing frozen fruits and vegetables. We are doing honey-based honey and honey-based jam and a lot of other stuff like IQF avocados. So different things coming up out of that project, actually. That there is a real opportunity on the market, because actually Egypt is a big country and there is a huge population. So we believe that there is still a growth on that side as well.
And maybe lastly, I wanted to talk to you a bit about the climate, because some people have been saying that Egypt is maybe suffering a little less than others when it comes to changes in the climate that we're seeing. Is that something that you think there's an element of truth in, that perhaps some of your competitors are being hit by climate change a little bit more than Egypt.
We have the same issue. So yes, we are moving. We are seeing that climate change happening. That's why all the growers are now looking for a different variety that can fit the purpose of being early in the market. So that's the reason we are searching all the time for new breeding programs to be as early as possible for the products that we are producing, and of course making sure that the yielding and the productivity, which is the key word for that industry, to be there if any change is happening with the weather. So yes, we have been affected. We have seen that happening in different products before. So it is happening. I mean, not only in the region, in the Mediterranean region, but it's happening worldwide. And that shifting the season from country to country. So we are now spending a lot of time in research and develop of new products that can be efficient in serving the export programs we have.
But it sounds like there are a lot of opportunities. I guess you would say that you are optimistic for the future of the Egyptian fruit and vegetables business?
Very, yes. I can say that out and loud, yes.
Well, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Mohammed, thanks a lot. You've been listening to Fruitcast, the official fruit logistica podcast brought to you by Fruitnet. For more great episodes, subscribe to Fruitcast in your favorite podcast player. And don't forget to visit fruitlogistica.com for more information about the world's leading fresh produce trade show. Bye-bye.